insufficient data. You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common. There is a dangerous alien among us.
Affirmative.
A familiar behavior pattern is detected.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I am not programmed for fear. Due to worn conditions of memory bank, compliance impossible.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. A voice for European people worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and welcome. Boy, oh boy, this is another special report. We're going to start it off with Farrakhan. You know, he knows all about the Jews, by the way. And he's written a book called The Secret Relationship Between Jews and Blacks, or Blacks and Jews, however you wish it. He knows that the Jews are responsible for the Blacks being slaves. And yet, Mr. Farrakhan, he can't tell the difference between the Jew and the white man. But wait till you hear what he's going to say. So, in other words, what he is really is a British Israelist. See, he thinks Jews are white people. He's confused. He doesn't understand what we understand. However, that's just one more step in the right direction. But get ready. Get yourself ready right now. Have your drink ready. Be sitting there and be prepared, because Mr. Farrakhan's going to tell you something that we've been telling you for a while.
And his name would be called Israel. Israel don't represent Jews. Israel represents the whole white race. Yes, America is the real Israel. And the whites are the real Israelites.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play the whole thing again for you because it's so short. And I haven't seen the whole presentation, but I should surely like to. You see that he thinks that Israel are, and the whites are all Israelites. Well, that's just not true. The whites are the Israelites, just not the Jews. Listen again.
And his name would be called Israel. Israel don't represent Jews. Israel represents the whole white race. Yes, America is the real Israel. And the whites are the real Israelites.
Ah, what are the black Hebrews going to say to Mr. Farrakhan? Oh, will they attack him? You know what really cracks me up about the blacks? As they try to pretend they're Israelites, they think if they scream louder, that it makes them more right. By screaming louder, you know, I'd like to say to them, well, let me ask you a question. The louder you scream, does that make you any more right than if you whispered? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just truly gold. and you know the Jews are going to go crazy. Now, we're going to move on to something else. Another one of these. You know, when I look at Farrakhan, he's a very dramatic fellow, and he does get a lot of respect from his audience. However, he's a very miserable and bitter man. Kind of strange, you know? But it is what it is. He's told his people to go out and kill Whitey. It's time to kill Whitey. See, he doesn't know the difference. All right, let's check out something you're going to like now. This is what the whole special report was about. It was about the poop. And you've heard from the first poop, Mr. Chocolate Farrakhan, who has an UFO following him around. And we'll move to the next piece of poop. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you, this pope is remarkable. He's not a pope anyway, he's a Jew. And he's a world player. And he certainly looks like Jonathan Pryce to me. But however, neither here nor there. This pope can't be any more anti-Christian, folks. I do believe he is the false prophet of Revelation, a communist one at that. Well, this fellow who's writing this doesn't understand that the Catholic religion has always been communist. That's not a new thing. Where is Catholicism the most successful? Why, in the South American communist nations. So, he says that, for he clearly has a spirit of Antichrist, shooting for a one-world religion and a one-world leader. And don't forget, he doesn't say this here, but the Pope before him called for a one-world money system as well. The audacity of these people, it's just amazing that, you know, they say these things right out in the open, and the people that you know, they pretend they don't hear it. The Catholics pretend they don't hear anything that this beast of the field says. They think he's a holy man. And, you know, he could take a dump right on top of them, and they'd worship him all the more. You see, I don't know what it is, but our race, as well as some of the other races, they need to have somebody to worship. They need an image. You know, I try not to even bother putting an image out, and I think it's great, you know, that, you know, I'm just a voice on the radio. I'm just a voice that you may be familiar with. But I don't need you to worship me or want you to worship me. I want you to worship Yahweh. I want you to pay attention to Yahweh. I want you to know that he's the greatest. But people like this poopy pope, pardon the stupid language, but, you know, it all goes in line. You know, ever since I saw that so-called Nazi dog take a poop on the candle there, that Israelite candle, that Holocaust memorial candle, my life has changed. You know, it's kind of funny because all these Jews, they love poop jokes. They think that that's intelligent. They're into fecal matter, and they're probably, I don't want to get into it, but you know what I mean? They probably do a lot more with poop than you may imagine. Let's just put it that way. So they love their poop jokes and all that kind of stuff, and it's funny how it came back upon them. However, you got to remember that this so-called man, he's not a man, but he's a so-called man. He's a beast of the field, a subtle beast of the field, less subtle than most of these beasts of the field. He says some things that are just so far off the wall, and these Catholics keep coming back. They can rape the children. They can do anything. And they just keep coming and giving more of their money and worshiping this man. Oh, yeah. You know, so it goes on. Islam and Christianity are polar opposites. No Satanism will ever mix with the true holy God. Well, that's for sure. So, Communist Pope Francis declares democracy is egotism. What did I tell you democracy is? Continued. In an address to European leaders on Friday, the Pope said the European Union faced a vacuum of values and was losing its sense of direction and called for a stronger consolidated Europe against the rising tide of democratic populist movements. You know, I don't know if you're seeing what I'm saying and understanding it in the way I understand it. I've explained to you about democracy, haven't I? That it is something that is part of the Hegelian dialectic, and that we have this democracy, which is a code word for socialism, which progresses to communism anyway. So we're playing a game here with words, number one. Okay, the extreme comments delivered by the pontiff have drawn the ire of pro-democracy Catholics, who claim the pontiff is working towards calling the reintroduction of communism to Europe. They didn't know. These people don't know. Not only do they not know that democracy is the most vile form of government and that it splits everybody up and that it leaves white people eating out of garbage cans, but they are working. They're trying to say that the Pope is reintroducing communism to Europe. Like as if it ever left. Hello, are you listening, ladies and gentlemen? The pontiff contrasted socialist solidarity, which draws us closer to our neighbors, with democratic populism, which is the fruit of egotism that hems the people in and prevents them from overcoming and looking beyond their own narrow vision. But of course, communism doesn't hem anybody in, does it? Oh, my goodness, I tell you. I'm sorry I have to laugh because it's just the most ridiculous nonsense. This is just complete world theater nonsense. As a number of European countries prepare for important national elections, pitting populist leaders against establishment left-leaning parties, Pope took an unusually overt stand in favor of a socialist vision. Now, that's not a national socialist vision. It's quite the opposite. It's communism, vision of the future of the region and the world, he thinks. There is a need to start thinking once again as Europeans, Francis said, so as to avert the opposition dangers of a dreary uniformity or the triumph of particularisms. Oh, lovely, lovely dance and words, ladies and gentlemen. You see, in one side of this pig's face, he's coming out and he says that Europe needs to give up to these Muslims and that white people should not have children anymore. And now he's trying to give them other advice on what kind of government they should have and want. Politics needs this kind of leadership, which avoids appealing to emotions to gain consent, but instead, in a spirit of solidarity and subsidiarity, devises policies that can make the Union as a whole develop harmoniously, he added. This Union will not only be lasting and successful if the common will of Europe proves more powerful than the will of the individual nations. Hello. You filthy, rotten murderer. Francis said, quoting the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. So he's saying this union will only be lasting and successful if the common will of Europe proves more powerful than the will of individual nations. You see, he's a Jew, and he is saying exactly what the Jews want. They don't want any more sovereign nations. Oh, no. They want a UN where they've promised us peace. But their promises have not been kept. and peace has not been kept. And before all these wars, we had peace. It's only when we started getting their promises of peace that we had all these wars. Understand what I'm telling you. What he has done at the Vatican, he defiled it. Listen, dear writer, it was defiled a long time before he was there. When they decided to change Yahweh's Ten Commandments, and when they decided to mix pagan elements in with Christianity, it was tainted and defiled many, 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 many moons ago. The pontiff's comments come days after he controversially became the first pope in history to hold Islamic prayers and Quran recitals inside the Vatican. And you know that Yahweh would go along with that, don't you? You know that he often says that you should bring infidels and people with other gods into his holy congregation. You know that Yahweh's into that, right? Yeah, wrong. Okay, Christians have pointed out that the Pope's decision to declare the Bible and the Quran one and the same, allow Islamic prayer in the Vatican, directly contradicts biblical teaching. Oh, isn't that what I just said? Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. Are you talking? It was Jesus talking to the Pope and calling him Father? No, he wasn't. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, or Yeshua said, call no man on earth your father. That's another thing that Catholics do. I've told you many times, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a world. What he's saying here is he's saying that the Quran and the Bible are the same book, really. And that God, the God of the Quran, which is Lucifer, which is the same in the Vatican, Lucifer, but just an angel in the Bible, he's saying they're one and the same. This Pope has declared Lucifer to be God and Jesus is his son. That's what the Pope had them singing about on 4K television. How much more of this can the Catholics swallow before they walk away from this Babylonian hellhole institution? How long will they let a man pray with his little beanie on or his yarmulke? when the Bible that he's reading out of tells him not to cover his head when he prays? How long will they let the little children be raped? How long will they let him, this Pope, stay at the head of the Babylonian institution when he is committing all kinds of acts of baby killings, right of the ninth circle? He's going to be going to trial for this. I mean, I don't know what's holding it back. Something is. But, yes, he will not be taken out of the Babylonian institution because the Babylonian institution has the crown of the serpent, just as Washington, D.C. has the crown of the serpent in its architecture. And the dragon and everything else is all over the city of London, which is within the city of London. Don't forget to, listen to my Saxon's Creed show this week. I have some very special things I wish to impart to you. So, we're looking at a pope who has said all kinds of things. Things like that Yahweh, or God, has changed. He's not against homosexuality anymore. He's changed as we've changed, this pope says. The Father has changed with us. He doesn't judge us anymore. And, of course, the Vatican has proclaimed that Jesus, or Yeshua, is not coming back. It's past the time, And they've declared he's not coming back. Boy, are they going to be in for a surprise. Also, he's said that it doesn't matter if you're a communist, or if you're a baby killer, or if you're somebody that's against abortion. It doesn't matter. All can come to that so-called church. It's a hybrid church, and it is a criminal church, a criminal cartel, just like Judaism. And it is in the guise of a religion. Let me make it clear to you that I've said this several times, and you must realize that if you were able to have your criminal organization in the guise of a religion, and you could have all the wonderful things that religions get to partake of, like no taxes, traveling through the airports without being felt up, all kinds of wonderful things, while you're a criminal, you're being treated like a god. You see, like this Pope is. He's killing children. He's lying. He is a degenerate Jew. He is calling for a new world order to go against Yahweh's establishment, the very God he says he pretends he's... Although he said it, you don't know that he said it, but he said that God is Lucifer. So... that isn't against Lucifer. That is Lucifer's will. That there be a one-world money system, a one-world. That was Lucifer's will back in the time of Nimrod. Nothing has changed. There's nothing new under the sun. And there's nothing new under the Pope. You must realize what we're dealing with here. I mean, dear Catholics, how long will you play along with this game until you realize that Mother Mary, it was even Yeshua said, Jesus said himself, they tried to show big respect for his mother. He said, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" He specifically made it clear in the New Testament that we were not to pay any special attention to Mary. And yet, what this is this is virgin worship. This is the goddess virgin worship. This has nothing to do with Jesus, nothing to do with Yeshua, nothing to do with Yahweh. And really, nothing to do with Mother Mary. Her name wasn't even Mary. How long will you keep playing this game? How long will you go along with these ridiculous things that this Pope or Poop has said? How long will you play the dunce? How long will you pretend to hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil? How long will you play along with this nonsense? Can you see in front of your face? Can you hear what is being said? Can you understand? Have you looked inside the Bible to find out that this thing goes against everything, that these things he's saying goes against everything even the Catholic version of the Bible says? I've never seen anything like it. I've talked to Catholics. In my show I speak to Catholics. I don't hate Catholics. They just don't want to worship Yahweh. They want to worship the Catholic Church. Their God is the Catholic Church. And by having the Catholic Church their God, they have Lucifer as their God. Oh yes, make no mistake about it. There's no way to pretend any longer. We know the cat is out of the bag. The poop is out of the toilet. I just don't know really what to say anymore about it. I mean, how can you hear him say these things and you stay true to the Catholic Church? You're not true to Yahweh, to the God, our Father in heaven. You're true to a religious institution that you think is a religious institution, but yet it is a criminal cartel, worldwide criminal cartel in the guise of a religion. And you, dear Catholic, are supporting these criminal cartels. Do you understand that? You realize what the Father in heaven's going to do to you, right? Are you prepared to stay true to a criminal cartel in the guise of a religion over the Heavenly Father who made the universe, made the fishes, made the sea, made the stars and everything? I think you should look towards him and take your eyes off of the Catholic institution before you are cooked. That is just good advice. I hope you're listening. This has been another News Bites report, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.
Guy that thought he had the answers. Day after day, he would convince himself that he knew it all. He stopped searching for the truth. He thought he had possessed it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a dog who found himself a bone and he buried it, he cherished it, and kept it for himself. One day he tried to dig it up, but no, he couldn't find it. So it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a preacher who preached all false doctrines. Week after week, he lied to the sheep and caused them all to stray. One day he died and stood before his Maker. And it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a woman who was so independent. She had a job, a career, and didn't need a man. Far too late, she thought she'd have some children, but it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a snake who pretended to be human. He laughed, he smiled, he acted out the part. He had so much money, he thought he'd never lose it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.